fatherless daughter. It's a ray of hope for the fatherless son, from the faithful one.
Well, at this time, I'm going to invite the panel if they would go ahead and come back, and we'll continue our conversation in regard to cultivating our spiritual growth during this time of, for a lot of people, not being at work near as much, having a lot of time at home, and just kind of our schedules being turned upside down a little bit. So we've been focusing on cultivating our own spiritual growth. We actually, if you go back, even the last year, the Lord's kind of prepared us for this in that we kept talking about Sundays are not enough.
Yeah.
The book on Origins. We did a series to start 2019 called Origins, and the heartbeat of it was, if you think Jesus came and died and did everything he did so you could have an hour on Sunday with him, then you missed the purpose of his coming. He came to restore a relationship mm-hmm. that had been lost. And aren't you glad that that relationship is day to day, hour to hour? I mean, he lives inside of us. I'm married to Stacy. We have a measure of intimacy, but even Stacy doesn't live inside of me. The person we ought to be closest to on the planet is Jesus Christ, who lived, died, rose again, and now lives in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So as we continue to talk about practical ways and share with the church and the body practical ways that we can continue growing ourselves, this morning I want to talk about the power of a renewed mind. I remember Joyce Meyer saying years ago, she thought that the New Testament passage in Romans 12, 1 and 2 was really the most important scripture in the Bible for a New Testament believer. And that's the renewing of the mind. So I'm going to read that, and then you guys can jump in. All right, Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So he addresses the body. Then verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So now he's addressing the mind of the soulish man, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I always thought it was interesting that he didn't address the spirit man, because our spirit man is sealed. Right. It's heaven ready. It's saved. My spirit is saved. My soul, though, my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, being saved, my body will be saved at the second coming. So he addresses what should we do with our bodies and our minds rather than the spirit. I always thought that was interesting. All right. Who wants to jump in first on what he's getting at here, and just the power and daily use of a renewed mind, what it looks like for you and its value?
Well, this morning when I was getting ready and setting, not really setting with the Lord, but I was getting ready talking with the Lord, and I had listened to a sermon this week, a podcast, and I wrote this down because I think this just, to me, I read it to you earlier, but to me, it just shows the importance of changing our mind and renewing it and reminding ourselves of what Jesus did do for us. Mm-hmm. And I've always been of the mindset of, and it kind of really struck and hit home whenever was it called The Passion? Is that the movie where
yeah,
it was
The Passion of the Christ?
Okay. Uh-huh. When that came out and just watching that and how horrific it was to watch
right.
it. And I just remember walking out of there thinking, man, I don't ever want to just willingly just be like, I don't want that.
Right.
Because he paid a really
that
big
price
for that.
Yeah.
And I know we will never be able to fully have all of it here, mm-hmm. but as much of it as I can, I wanted to. And so, this is what this gentleman said. He says, what we have to do is learn to adjust our thinking and our perspective to accommodate God's view. If we don't, we will always be trying to get God to invade our problems instead of co-laboring with God to represent him in addressing a problem. One is here on earth trying to get God to come. The other is seated in the heavenly places, co-laboring with him, expressing his heart through his authority to see these things change.
Wow.
And it's just... I personally still spend a lot of time trying to get God to invade my problems.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, if we're not careful as a nation, we'll look at COVID-19 and be like, God, you know, do something. Whereas he gives us grace, gives us unction. Mm-hmm. Even this morning, that passage I read out of Matthew 18, there's power in agreement. We can agree as the body of Christ in prayer. We can partner with God for the pushing back mm-hmm. of sickness and disease, for example.
Mm-hmm. And I love that there, and we're going to get into that. I love that there's all kinds of ways to renew our mind to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just sitting down and reading the word, although that's a really good way. It's a really good start.
And it's interesting today's our topic, because there are people in the midst of this that's going on a pandemic around the world. How important is renewing our mind to alignment with God's perspective, which is mm-hmm. what you were just saying. Gretchen? Yeah.
Alignment is my word for this year, and I'm a thinker. I know you guys are generally more feelers. On the feeler mm-hmm. side, but like there are so many times where I've just said, why didn't you make it easy? And just like, you've given me a new mind, but how come you just didn't give me a transplant?
Right. Yeah. Give like, me a transformed mind already.
Right. And just like take this mind out and give me, you know, like this. And I love in this verse, it says in verse 2, it says, and don't be conformed to this world. Like the way the world thinks
right.
is what that means.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, don't be conformed to the way this world system thinks. And, you know, those that are intellectual, more minded or whatever, mm-hmm. Like they can get caught up in the trap of like how the world system works mm-hmm. and be conformed to it instead of being conformed to his image, like
yeah.
how his mind works mm-hmm. and his mind is eternal. Yeah. His mind, like it's totally different. It's a total different government and a system
yeah.
for us to be conformed
to. And even for feelers, If we just sit in front of the television or our
yeah.
phone screens and just pipe all that in,
yes.
we'll start feeling the weight, the anxiety, the fear
yeah.
of what comes through that screen.
Absolutely.
We talked about that even last week.
I live
week.
With one of those. Yeah. yeah.
So the thinkers get loaded down in the processes
right.
of it. The feelers get overwhelmed
right.
by the weight of it. How about this statement? I remember Pastor Dwayne Sheriff saying this years ago, while the power of the Christian life doesn't come from the mind, it does come through the mind. Mm-hmm. And if we let our thoughts go unchecked, mm-hmm. then the enemy can come in and deceive us, and we won't bear the fruit that we want to bear. When we align our mind, there's that word again,
yeah.
when we align our mind with the Spirit, God's perspectives, who he says we are, those kind of things, the truth of his word,
yeah.
then we end up, you know, it's two on one, and we mm-hmm. don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't bear the fruit or union. The
right.
fruit of a union with the flesh. So we align our mind with the Spirit and with truth. But if we don't renew our mind, and I tell people this all the time, I wish we rolled out of bed
yeah.
with a transformed mind, but we don't. Our default is typically more towards the other yeah. side. And if we align our mind with the flesh, or we choose not to renew it, then we end up not bearing the fruit of the Spirit that we desire.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, if we had transformed minds, would we really run to Abba as much
yeah,
as we need
no.
to?
Yeah.
I think we would be yeah. much more tempted to just go do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's because he knows our tendencies.
I do think he likes to keep us dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really are branches, and Jesus says that's what we are, that is that's who we are and how we're made, then we really are made to be dependent and receptive on a daily basis. One of the thoughts I had the other day was, a branch has never woke up on Sunday morning and said, I think I should abide today.
Yeah.
it's
right,
time,
like
for,
the
time for me
cord.
To receive today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, a branch
yeah, right.
lives in the vine.
Absolutely.
And that's what he's been speaking to us for mm-hmm. quite a while now. And I pray, you know, for those that at least the Grace Church family mm-hmm. that's watching, and I know other people watch, but I pray for the Grace Church family that we're able to see how he's prepared. Mm-hmm. He's been sharing this with us. Mm-hmm. Sundays aren't enough. I'm not confined to a building. Mm-hmm. Branches don't wake up on Sunday morning and say, you know, it's time to abide. It's interesting because we had a young lady who contacted us this week with a testimony saying, you know, I'm starting to finally figure out what Brother Steve has been meaning when he keeps saying Sundays aren't enough. Because just to watch online, I've got this stirring, this craving. I need more than just church online. Mm-hmm. And the Father's used it to draw her into greater intimacy and a desire to mature.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
That is good.
I think it's important that we remember, too, that we spend a lot of time living in our natural minds.
Right.
And we've rehearsed it and we've practiced it a lot.
Right. Trained
by it. So, yes. And so for me, remembering that I spent 25 years without him at all. And so it gives me grace for the process of renewing my mind.
Yeah.
And then I had heard a teaching. It wasn't even necessarily a Christian teaching. It was just a teaching mm-hmm. on a medical teaching, actually, on how the brain works and our thought processes. And when we think on something, it makes a groove in our brain. Hmm. And so the more we think on it, the deeper the groove goes.
Wow.
And so if you think about spending years thinking you're an idiot.
Right. Or I'm not enough.
And you know, you've got this groove that's like super deep in your brain, renewing your mind once or twice.
Man, that's
that,
good.
You know, God made you and you're good. And you know, all the scriptures that talk about us being enough and that he is everything that we need and all of that stuff. That's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot to make that groove where it becomes a default instead of the other one.
Wow.
And
you can see the tension or the war that's there because 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, once we're born again, we have the mind of Christ, mm-hmm. but we also have those grooves mm-hmm. where we were trained for all those years by the flesh, by carnal thinking and those things. I want to ask both of you, what does it look like when you renew your mind on a daily basis? And what would you encourage the body here? Maybe if they're a new believer and they don't maybe get the concept of renewing their mind, what's it look like for you and what would you encourage them in?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. For me, obviously it's going to start in the Word, and what he says, but it's not solely the Word because there's the rhema, and he speaks to me things that are not necessarily written down in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that the things that he's speaking to me, that I have written them down and that I go back and remind myself of the things that he has said. We talked about that one time about journaling, like we'll just get writing and then, you know, a month, 2 months, a year later, we go back and we're like, wow, that was really good. I probably should have sat with that a little bit. But for me, I'm very visual. So, I usually, if it's something I really know he's trying to change and it's a deep groove in my brain, I will usually have some type of a physical something setting around. So when he started speaking to me about the safe zone that I had created where it was just me here and everybody on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he showed me that he had kept my heart in a box growing up and he had kept it safe. And so he says, I need you to remember that, that I kept it safe all those years. You didn't even know me. You didn't even know to ask me to keep your heart safe, but I did.
Wow.
And, he said, how much more now that you're in a relationship with me, now that we know each other, will I keep your heart safe?
Yeah.
It cannot be destroyed by anything that's going on out here. Doesn't mean it won't get hurt, but it's not going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a box sitting in my bedroom and it's the first thing I see every morning when I wake up. And so it's a box and inside the box, I have this big wooden heart and the heart has little diamonds not real diamonds, obviously, but it has all these little sparklies.
Everybody's breaking into Jody's house.
Where do you live now?
Little sparklies all on the outside because when he showed me that he had my heart in a box, it was actually like a jewel.
Yeah.
It turned into a jewel. So anyway, so that it's just a quick reminder. And it starts the process of reminding me of scriptures that he spoke to me, of things that he spoke to me personally. And so,
so scripture and a visual, very good.
Are probably two of the biggest ways that I renew my mind.
Okay, Gretchen? Yeah.
Mine's a lot of similar. I have a lot of little visual nuggets sitting around. You know, if you go in my office, there's a jar with some flour in it. And the jar looks like a honeycomb because it's actually a jar that you put honey in. And it's out of Kings where the prophets are gathering and the servants go out and find the gourds and they come back and make stew and it ends up making everybody sick. And Elijah went in and just sprinkled flour into the pot and all of a sudden it was good. And how like our words can become flour
or they can become. I thought that was something you put in your drinks.
I did not put that in my drink. It's a visual for me. Now you know. So it's a visual for me to be reminded, like, I can take a situation and can put flour in it and bring forth his manifestation, or I can have poisonous gourds. So stuff like that. But another thing that I think is really cool, Revelation 2:17 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone, and on that stone, a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." And I love that because the white stone is like your new name or your revelation or whatever, you know, it is, but it's that rhema word that he gives to you.
Yeah.
And like, I can share, I just shared about the flower. And you guys are like, oh, awesome. But for me, it is like so empowering.
Yeah.
Because like the meaning to it, like the true revelation, I only understand with him because it was
that's
the revelation
powerful.
He gave me.
Yeah.
So renewing my mind to that, I write stuff all over the place. I have glass hanging in my office. I have glass at home in a couple of places. I've got my declarations taped on my mirror and they're words to remind me of those things. And talk about, you know, or
so,
talk out loud.
So what I hear in really a little bit with both of you, you have the living word, of course, but there's this rhema word. Rhema comes out of relationship.
Right, yeah.
Rhema comes out of relationship. It's easy to remember that way. And remember the young teenager who's, I told the story a couple of times recently, that his mom had left, he and his dad, and his dad was so upset with him because he wasn't panicking and mad and freaking out. He said, "Dad, she's coming back." And he's like, "How do you know this?" He said, "God told me."
Yeah.
And so in 2 weeks, mom came back and dad got saved.
Yeah.
Because he said, "I want to know the God that you know." That he had a rhema word, so he wasn't fearful, he wasn't worrisome. And as powerful as the scriptures are, think about the rhema word that's born out of relationship. When he dropped that in your spirit, now, even time after time later, a duration of time later, you go back to it, and it helps align your mind and set your mind to his view of you and his perspective of things.
Yeah.
So for me,
I was going to ask, what about you?
Yeah, for me, a lot of it has to do with identity. Surprise, surprise. But Ephesians 4:22, listen to this. He says, "I ask you to put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind."
Yeah.
So there it is. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which was created according to God, literally recreated, according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Mm. And so the True You book was born out of this concept. What he's saying here is when you are renewed in the spirit of your mind, you're refusing to identify anymore with the old you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new you. This is who you really are, recreated now, born again of my spirit, my DNA, in righteousness and holiness. And so for me, a renewed mind looks like page 3 and 4 of the True You book, you know, where it says, "I'm a child of God," Romans chapter 8, and I'm forgiven, all these scriptures. And if you go through, and that's what the book talks about, is start each day by reading these scriptures and saying them out loud so you can hear it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And so that's what it was for me. And I would align myself in my identity and say, Steve, this is who you are. Now, yeah, you used to be that, but this is who you are. And of course, my argument was, yeah, but Lord, I did that. And he said, you need to yeah, but what you did with the truth.
Yeah.
And you keep yeah, butting the truth with what you did. Right. And so it became a shift in my thought process, which is what we're talking about. The power of a renewed mind for me to agree and align with who God says I am.
Yeah. It was your rhema word. It was your white stone revelation you're able now to wash your mind with over and over and over with that truth.
Now, we were talking the other day, as we talked a little bit this week before when we knew we were coming up to share this topic, that page 3 and 4 of The True You is a great tool for renewing your mind and what I would call a daily washing of our mind with the Word, which is very important. But there's other times we're at struggling places, and there may be people today who are watching online who are struggling with everything that's going on. Maybe they get to a dark place, so to speak, and it's like, Lord, how did I get here? And we talked a little bit about that. So you guys chime in on page 3 and 4, the Word. Yes, it's good to wash our minds, absolutely. But there's also times when we've believed a lie that he needs to come and go deeper with us.
Yeah. Well, for you, page 3 and 4 is your rhema word. You happen to write it in a book and publish it. For me, that isn't my rhema word. It's a good, really good, what do you want to call it? List for any of us to renew our mind to, for any of us to go over and over the truth. But for me, like this week, I hit a really dark place for several days, and I know you guys are aware of it, but like just and I want to read the scripture. Mark 1, 14 and 15 says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And that word repent means to set with him until you change your mind.
Yeah.
And so I had to sit with him. And I did it through community. Like, I have a couple of people that I'm able to process this out with.
Yeah.
And thank God for disciple making and just the community of believers that I have there. But I'm able to process that out to figure out, like, what am I really not believing in this good news? The gospel means good news. And so I sat with him until I got the answer. And it's so important to do that, because that is the word that takes hold within your own self, not just a list that somebody else comes up with.
Very good.
And that's one of the things I know that we talked about. And he reminded me this morning, I have a set of declarations that are on my mirror. They're in my phone. They're in my backpack laminated. Like, I have them everywhere. They're in my journal. And this is what he told me on September of 2019. He said, Gretchen, I gave you these declarations in your heart to speak out, not just to say in your head. It won't sound silly, but it will release things into the atmosphere, and I will use them to begin to shift your mindset and build your faith.
Wow.
Like, that's what it's about. Him using the renewing of our mind to shift the atmosphere, to build the pillars of faith inside of us.
And I think, too, a great point here is that page 3 and 4 were a rhema for me, but God desires a rhema and a personal word for every single person at Grace Church.
Absolutely.
And it's good, you know, praise God for the revelation that Jody gets or you get or someone else gets, and they share it. And it's a blessing to people, rightfully so. Right. But where he's ultimately going is, I have a revelation and a rhema word for you that's born out of our relationship that will renew your mind to the truth of who I say you are. Or, you know, we've talked about before, if knowing the truth sets a man free, believing a lie sets us into bondage. And there's times in our intimacy with the Lord, like I was saying earlier, that where we're really struggling, and maybe I don't need just to quote some scripture. Maybe I need to sit with him I loved what you said about repentance. Mm-hmm. Sit with the Lord until our mind changes to his mind.
Yeah. Right.
Not just changes on a topic, but which I know is what you're saying, right. But I'm just clarifying that I'm going to sit with him until my mind is aligned with his view and his perspective. And during this time, we really need to exercise that. And I love what you said a couple of weeks ago when all this started. We need to have grace for people that are fearful, people that are struggling, because it's easy to get caught watching television or the stats or this or that. And I understand people in leadership, a lot of times they have to look like a doctor. They're going to always look at worst case scenarios. So we need to have grace for those people. But the Lord was telling me before we came in this morning that as we continue to grow and feed ourselves, then those closest to us can grow as well. We want to just be catalytic in that this doesn't have to be a time that we just let our thoughts go unchecked, right, and our spiritual growth unchecked. He still desires to mature the church. He's still building the church so the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. And I think that's why it's important. We have to be flexible,
right,
during this time and not fearful or frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Final thoughts, guys?
I think like one of the questions might be is how do I come up with my page 3 and 4 in the true you,
okay,
or my declarations? Like for me, it was one night and I just went through my journal, from sermon notes to nuggets I had heard from teachings to rhema words that he had given me, and just started highlighting. He started highlighting these little phrases, and that became my declarations that are posted everywhere. And so it's a good way. And I even have an audio recorded so I can listen to myself speak it out loud. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I speak it. So yeah.
That's good.
Jody?
I'm going to go back to questions. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. She touched on it a minute ago and you talked about community, but when you're in a community of people, and instead of me saying, Steve, God has said this, 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 and this, and this about you.
Gotcha.
If I say to you, what is the word of the Lord to you?
Mm-hmm.
What has the Lord said to you about this?
Yeah.
Then it does a couple of things. It makes you stop thinking the way you're thinking, because now you have to stop and have a different thought. You're not just halfway listening to me and still having the same thought.
Yeah.
And then you have to remind yourself what the Lord has said to you about these things.
Yeah.
And then you have to speak it out loud because we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important to have people, have your community. Mm-hmm. And like you said, encourage people in the fact that they can hear from the Lord.
And that by phrasing it in a question, it lets them hear it from him and not from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is ultimately, again, his goal, is that they would know him personally, hear from him personally. And as we said last week, a lot of people probably are hearing from him. They just didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had one other thought in what you were saying there about us. Oh, and if somebody is struggling, and you can tell when we're in the flesh, right? I mean, for the most part, if we're really spun up about something, frustrated about something, it is a great way to simply ask them,
yeah,
what's the Lord showing you through this?
Yeah.
What are you seeing or hearing through this? We can give them advice, but ultimately, we want that one-on-one relationship for them and for everybody. And that is the Lord's desire. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8 through 11 talks about the five terms in the new covenant. The third term is no one will have to teach anybody else.
Yes.
Everyone can know me from the least to the greatest. They can all
Amen.
Know me. That's our Father's desire.
Yeah.
And so we pray this morning that this has been a blessing to you. I think with everything that's going on, we want to continue to have a renewed mind and a renewed heart and have the Lord's perspective. So let me pray for you. Father, thank you this morning for just the power of your word and the power of a renewed mind. No. The power of the Christian life doesn't come from the mind, but it does come through the mind as we choose to align ourselves with truth. And we pray in this hour, Lord, the body of Christ continue to get stronger and be strengthened with might in our inner man, Lord, that so we can let our light shine and people come to know you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Grace Church, advancing God's kingdom, one heart at a time. For more, visit us online at gracechurch.community.